This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Hello to you both, Jeff and Camille. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and everybody out there. And let's make 2023 just another great year.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy New Year. I'm excited for this year because 23 happens to be my favorite number. So aww. I'm hoping good things in 2023. So let's have a wonderful year. And whenever we're talking about a new year, resolutions just tends to be that first subject.
Yeah.
And resolutions can be easy to make, but actually even easier to break. So today's show, we're going to look ahead and think about practical goals for the new year. And if you could use some guidance on creating and sticking to your financial goals, the number for you to take down right now is 916-367-6430. You can reach Jeff or myself, Camille, for some help here at Monolith Financial Group. You can call that number at any time or connect online or even text that number. That's 916-367-6430. And our website is monolithfinancial.com. That's M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H financial.com. And you can book a 15-minute retirement ready phone call with us right there online.
Love it. All right. So since we are in the new year and the first thing that comes to mind is making a New Year's resolution, tell me what's on your guys' list for your resolutions for 2023.
Well, always on my resolutions for every single year is to get in better shape, which is pretty consistent with most people. Fortunately, I've been fairly consistent on my weight, so it's not so much that, it's more my mobility.
Ah.
And so to stretch more, mm-hmm. to, you know, just be more active. Last year, I got a new hip, so yep. that's going to help out quite a bit. The challenge is I need another new hip.
Oh, so, no, you do?
So it's kind of like that. But the downtime is, you know, about 3 months, and that's really hard to be inactive and especially, you know, I travel a lot, so not being able to travel too. So it's one of those things that I believe everybody should get in better health. And one of the things we always talk about when you go into retirement, get as healthy as you possibly can because it's your go-go time.
That's right. Love it. Okay, Camille, what about you? Do you have any resolutions?
I don't, and I don't make New Year's resolutions. I stopped doing that probably 10 plus years ago because it was more about just what do I want in life and continuing to do that every year rather than going, oh, I didn't do it last year, so now let's set the same goal. And, you know, it's that repetitive process of kind of you set these New Year's resolutions and the stereotype is, well, whatever you set, you know, you're not going to do or it's going to taper off in a month and a half or something like that. So it's more about just continuing throughout my life to just better improve upon myself, you know, spending time with family since I've got a new little baby girl who will be turning 8 months old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So time's been flying by. But I just don't make New Year's resolutions anymore. I make yearly goals throughout the year as far as I want to do this, you know, it might be achieved that year or it might be something that's a long-term goal.
Yeah, I like the way you put it because it is known that, you know, millions of Americans do make resolutions, but they don't really believe they're going to achieve those goals. In fact, listen to this. In 2022, so last year, right in the beginning, only 29% of Americans said they made New Year's resolutions. That was down a whole 43% from the year prior. So I find that interesting. How important then is it just to set those goals that are actually attainable, like you do, Camille?
Well, and I love that word is attainable. And I think that is the biggest part of these New Year's resolutions, why some people, you know, they make their New Year's resolutions those stretch or almost, I don't want to say unachievable, but just so far out there that it's more about, you know, think of those baby steps. What's one goal I can do maybe in the next 3 months or 6 months? And then once I achieve that, then what can I basically kind of ladder or tack on to that once I achieve those goals? And, you know, that's something that we do in our business all the time and in life is let's set up an attainable goal. Usually kind of give it a time period too. I think that is really important because it is part of, you know, making sure you're accountable rather than just going, hey, I'd like to do this, but it'll happen whenever it happens.
Yeah.
And I think so many of us do that. So it's really important to understand, okay, one of my biggest areas that I want to make sure I focus on is, you know, maybe creating a budget for this year. And I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do that in the next month. And I'm really going to hone down on that. Well, then once you create that budget, then maybe you're going to say, okay, I want to define my financial goals. So I'm going to put, you know, an extra $100 or $200 into savings or, you know, stuff like that. So it's all about adding and tacking those on rather than just saying, oh, I'm going to do this, 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 and that. And then it's almost, we use kind of the term of you're pretty much just like throwing up on yourself, where it's just like, it's just too much all at once. And it's just like all over the place. So here's some of the things I think as far as anyone out there listening, as far as financial New Year's resolutions or goals that I think would be a great way to start off this year and throughout your retirement is create an expense tracker or a budget for yourself. If you don't have one, we have a budget worksheet we'd be happy to share with you. I think that's really important to understand your spending. Define your financial goals. Set a goal or amount to pay down in debts or loans if you have them, especially those credit cards. Start or add to your rainy day fund. So it's really important to have that emergency fund. We've definitely seen that as far as with COVID and inflation rising. And we've had a lot of clients say they had to replace their heaters recently. So make sure you have that rainy day emergency fund. If you haven't gotten a raise, well, we've seen some bigger inflation numbers. Talk to your boss, make a case and make sure they understand, you know, I am valuable. And so I want to make sure I continue doing the best work for you. Let's maybe talk about a raise. Learn more about investing. And then also you got to budget for fun and self-care. So it's not all about paying your bills, but it's also what do you want to make sure that you continue to do in your life to have a happy and healthy retirement and future?
Camille, that's a great point there because what we sit with a lot of clients is put goals as far as, hey, you know, how many times do you want to see your grandchildren on the East Coast, right? So let's put that in your budget worksheet. Or a lot of clients haven't traveled in the last few years. And I got to say, the first part of this year it hasn't looked great for travel, but hopefully travel is going to get a lot better. And so let's put in some travel plans and fun things you want to start doing. More and more clients are tending to go to the motorhomes and trailers and doing something that they can kind of control how they travel. So it's really about putting those goals that you want to do for this year, and then sit down with your advisor every year and plan out the next year of all the fun stuff you want to do. We just love doing that with our clients.
Well, that's kind of what you guys do. You make plans, but sometimes goals end up changing. You know, something happens that forces us to make a change. So tell us, Jeff, how you guys act as an accountability partner when you're helping people work toward their financial goals.
Well, and that's exactly what I was saying is that we put it in a plan. So we sit down with them and say, what are these things you want to do? And it was terrible at the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020. We had so many clients with so many goals to do that then COVID kind of wiped it all out.
Right, right.
Well, it's been a couple of years now and it's almost not gotten a whole lot better, right? And so it's changing what you want to do and how you want to do it, but still go do it. It's really about building memories in retirement. Get your grandchildren and go take them on a fun adventure. You and your spouse, go have a great adventure. It was funny. Camille and I were just talking today and driving in and we're going to come enjoy our grandchild, Peyton, and they're going to go away for the weekend. You know, it's just fun
wonderful stuff
like that.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love that. Now, real quick, Camille, because we do have to take a break, but looking back over this past year, what would you say are some good financial lessons we should take into 23?
One of the biggest ones is don't be afraid of having these open discussions, not only with your partner, so whether it's, you know, husband, wife, life partner, but also with your financial advisor. If you don't have a financial advisor, maybe it's time to start that conversation. Just because you were risky when the market was doing well, doesn't mean you need to continue doing that. So what we've seen is, you know, a lot of people are going, oh, well, I'm just supposed to stay the path. And, you know, it always comes back and it goes, but you don't have to just stay on that single road. You can always take a detour. You can take a side road, a service road, to still get to that same ending spot. But it's all about, you know, what are you comfortable with risk-wise? And, you know, we've done that a lot with our clients. Is we just said, you know what, this is a little bit of a shaky territory. And I know that, you know, you're uncomfortable with that. So let's go ahead and make some investment changes right now. And if the market starts to turn around, well, we can get back in and maybe get a little bit riskier. So just because you are moderate, you know, as far as a risk scale, doesn't mean you have to stay moderate throughout your lifetime. You can make those changes. The other big part I think is really important is to really look at your taxes and to find out, where can I save more in taxes and pay less to the IRS? We've got a great opportunity. So give us a call, 916-367-6430. We here at Monolith Financial Group are here to help you feel comfortable and to make sure that you have a retirement that you can count on for years to come.
This has been the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Monolith Financial Group, Inc. are not affiliated companies. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Inc. Monolith Financial Group, Inc. is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Inc. are not subject to investment advisor requirements. AEWM and Monolith Financial Group, Inc. are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Inc. is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein, provided by third parties, have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Inc.